Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it!
It's time for episode 678 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have passed Checkpoint Emmy. And I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Did you see the Emmys?
I did not. I was watching the wild card game.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, how was the Emmys?
It was okay. It was the Beef won big, the Bear won big, and Succession.
Those are both
cleaned up.
Oh, okay.
Those are the big three.
All food related, right?
Yeah. Succession, not exactly food related, but
did you have any skin in the game? Were you involved in any of those projects?
No, God, I would love to be able to say I was involved, but the wildest part to me was they had a sort of a tribute to like the best TV moments or something. Like it was the broadest category I've ever seen. They threw out this like net of history of just like, but then all the examples they used, okay, which are valid, is like they showed a clip of like Golden Girls, and then they showed a clip of like The Simpsons' first Christmas episode, and then I don't know, I Love Lucy or something. And then they showed 9/11, like just the the newscast of 9/11.
Wow.
And it was
like they're giving themselves credit for thinking it up and
as if like these are just all parts of the magic of television in our lives.
Right, right.
But it was just so, it was so strange. Like if you're including the worst newscasts of all time with the Golden Girls, you know what I mean? It's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah, like how would you know about this tragedy as well as these shows that we stuffed in there between newscasts?
Yeah.
Wow,
it was pretty crazy.
So is tasteful and restrained. That sounds
absolutely
good.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, congratulations to all the winners, and we'll be keeping track with all the people jockeying to win one next year. Meanwhile, you have Cat Williams on Club Shay Shay, which is probably more watchable than any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give awards for that. Best, you know, ambush session on a podcast.
There usually is like once a year, like an outlandish standout interview that somebody gives, you know?
Yeah.
Like, remember when it was like Quincy Jones? He gave that one interview.
Yeah.
Where he was just talking shit about
the event
everybody.
Interview. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, whoa, this guy's on fire just out of nowhere.
I like it. That much truth. That much truth is going to become like what's expected, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it sets a new bar. But we'll get into that after we meet our guest. Look, here he comes now. You know him from tons and tons of comedy appearances. And now he's branching out. It's his drip. Jesus. Sorry, Seth. Wow. He waited all this time to break into drama. And that's the thanks he gets. He'll be on Chicago Med in his dramatic debut on CBS. We're glad to have him back on the charts. It's Seth Morris.
No relation.
Oh,
how's
no
it
relation.
Going? Good. Thanks for having me, man. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah, we're psyched to have you back.
It's been way too long.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I started to tell you off air that for about 4 years now, I've been meaning to compliment you on something. Mm. And then there was like a 2 second pause and you guys were like, well, tell us on air. So what I was going to say is I have no idea what it is. I was going to compliment. I know for four, like I've been meaning to.
You forgot?
No clue. But I know you were amazing in something or something you did was super funny, but I can't grasp what it is. Maybe during the show, it'll come back to me.
Wow.
But, well, yeah. You know, I have something, it's not a compliment, but it's a thing where you got into my head and this happened years ago. And I think, okay. So I remember you saying, I think on stage or might've been on podcast. No, because it was on stage because you had a video of it of somebody was talking really loud at a cafe and you're just talking about how it's annoying because you're filling in the conversation. It's like, I know it's just people talk at cafes, but when it's just one person, you're distracted from your thoughts because you're filling in what's happening on the other side.
Yep.
And you had a thing with this lady. And she was actually very nice about it. You said, can you please stop? And she's like, sorry, sorry, sorry. And she stopped.
Oh, yeah. The video of her were trying to call her friend, trying to get her friend's attention.
That's what it was.
The coffee shop.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'm conflating the two. But the one was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. But that always was a pet peeve of mine of people talking. And this is years ago. And I was fucking... I was in the wrong here, but I think I must have, you know, you're not quite sure how things get in your brain, but in this way, I kind of trace back. I'm like, I wonder if when Howard said that, it got in my brain. I think not terribly long after that, but like not right away. I was at a cafe. I was probably hungover and some fucking guy was just talking super loud, like rolling calls. Rolling calls. And I was like, I started getting pissed off and I looked around whether I was true or not. I was getting in my head. I'm like, everybody's pissed off at this guy. Nobody's going to say anything. I'm going to fucking say something. Fucking. And I'm getting worked up. And, you know, he's some hipster little fucker and talking about.
Hype beast.
Well, yeah. He's talking about, well, I want to record you guys or I want to something, something. And I go, excuse me, can you take that outside? Mm-hmm. But I was pissed, obviously. And he looked at me, he goes, when I'm done with this call. And I go, fuck you. And then I see everybody like tense up. I go, you're a fucking asshole. And he goes, what? And I said, you're a fucking dick, dude. And I just laid into him. And you know, it was like, it wasn't a super proud moment, but I was just like, you know, and I at that in my head, I was like, everybody's going to start like being like, yeah, shut the fuck up. And people were like, ooh, this guy's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Or they're like, he's taking care of it. So I don't have to.
Yeah. Then you tell them, Howard Kramer told me to do this. Yeah, blame him.
Like, Dragon Boy Sway. And I threw a coffee in his face. But I'm pretty sure that I did that because you got into my subconscious.
Right. Well, it thrills me that it annoys you, even if I did plant it in there. But if two people are talking, it's just a buzz of noise.
Yes.
And you can kind of tune it out. But if there's these pauses and then somebody keeps talking, it alerts you like, oh, somebody's talking.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like if you saw two people making out. Okay, they're making out. But if one guy was just standing there by himself, like, licking his tongue around,
kissing the air.
Yeah, totally.
Get out of here.
You're going to have to tell the story. Yeah, your brain's going to fill in the other half of it. Right. That's funny. So, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I know. Everybody should know that. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be counting down the charts with you today. Excited about that.
Yeah.
So we'll get into the music chart. But first, I have to quickly wrap the history of recorded music. Music. We used to play LPs. 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGTP? Tunes.
Very good.
Thank you. Is it ChatGTP? Let me write it down.
No, it's GPT.
GPT. Can you cut and splice that?
I can have ChatGPT do it.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Look at that. What was the deal with NASCAR or Formula One? Somebody, they were using a AI, like, hot chick reporter.
Oh, were they?
Oh.
That's what I heard. And then they had to stop doing it because people were like, you know, you had to make a chick that you wanted to work with. I don't know what the response was exactly.
They're like, but, I can't stalk that chick. She's not real.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that one. All right, I'm sure it's just the beginning of these kind of issues coming up. You know,
live deep fakes or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
did you see the, speaking of AI, the AI George Carlin routine?
What?
Absolutely.
Well, they gave him
crazy.
Some new bits. New bits.
Yeah.
Again?
His daughter is like, you know, super up angry about it, up in arms. But, I saw a video on Will Sasso's like Instagram where they're listening back to this and it's in George Carlin's voice. Obviously it's not going to be as good as George Carlin, but like and it's super fucked up from a just like a likeness impersonation thing. But I was struck that it is getting to a place where it has the cadence and the pacing of a stand-up routine. And right. it's basically gotten to the point of like a very hacky comedian, like
okay.
who just has very hack jokes.
But I mean, I wonder if it'll be like a filter. Like I want to hear Eddie Murphy's old jokes as told by Mike Birbiglia.
Oh yeah, you could already do
you
that.
Could like, it's like a skin you put on. You know,
you could already do that. But the thing with this one is it's creating new takes and new jokes.
Oh, so he's talking about contemporary shit.
Yeah, like that it's claiming
if George Carlin was alive.
Exactly.
He would say,
yeah.
Oh wow.
And the funny thing is because they're kind of making faces at it as they're listening. You know, like it's not getting laughs, but they're kind of interested in it. But at the end, it actually manages to get a laugh with this like Bill Cosby kind of hacky joke. But it has like a real setup to
it's
it.
It's like a guy sweating at an open mic, like yeah. he's gonna throw in something hacky at the end just to get a laugh.
Right. It's pretty crazy.
Well, yeah, that's scary and terrible.
Yeah.
Terribly scary.
Yeah. But I wonder how far away we are from like, you know, they have fucking Tupac hologram. Yeah. People would probably at some point pay money for a George Carlin hologram or a, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Or like, roast me, George, like it's roast battle. Roast yeah. me, George. Something he would never do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Invite him to your birthday parties.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do a cameo. Can George Carlin do a cameo for my birthday?
Yeah. All right, let's count down the iHeart Alternative Rock chart.
Nice. Wow, alternative rock. Still
yeah.
out there chugging along.
Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
this is one we had with when Will Hines was the guest. This is Fall Out Boy with a cover of We Didn't Start the Fire.
Oh my God.
It's so insane. This is something an AI could already annihilate.
Ugh.
Oh, they changed the words.
They changed the words and they're already outdated.
Also, I like how is the Iceland volcano like some exit? Like, oh, it's so scary. Everybody just sort of thought, oh, that's kind of cool. Nature's still in charge, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're really yeah, losing sleep yeah, over the Iceland volcano.
Right.
Yeah, that fits in like the 9/11 and the Emmys.
Yeah. Which but, one's Fall Out Boy? Is that the guy with Pete Wentz?
It's my right testicle, actually. Just kidding. Yeah, that's the one. That's the okay. one, I believe.
Pete Wentz, okay. yeah.
But, you know, it's funny because usually they don't even bother to say it's like a remake. You know, they just like steal the main lick of a song and then start whining over it with that
thing they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this time they give it credit as a cover, but then they change it. It's always a mess over there.
Ugh. The words aren't even in chronological order. It's just like they're kind of just jumping around everywhere.
Yeah.
They should just yell out the years.
Like, yeah.
95, 92, 2001, 1997.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Cold War Kids with Runaway With Me. This has my buddy Joe Plummer as the drummer.
Whoa. Shout out to Joe.
From Mr. Heavenly. The sailor boys going out on leave. Tomorrow night, where will I be? Another town, or back to sea. I'm most alive when I'm wild and free. Things are getting serious. Are you gonna stay? You make me delirious when you say my name.
Joe kept that thing going. Otherwise, I would have pulled out early.
He's the best part.
Yeah. That's wild that they're still going. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's an old band, right?
They're big. Yeah, they've been around forever.
I know I've heard that voice before.
Yeah, they had they had like a few hits, several.
Totally. Always but, like these big tours. They have like the A package tour bus and everything, you know?
Right. Both of the songs so far have that upbeat kind of sound, I guess, like the Jack Antonoff kind of upbeatness to them. Like,
they're made for arenas, yeah.
Yeah, and this like generation, they've had so much go wrong, like they just can't handle like hearing anything sad. Just gotta keep it upbeat.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Cannons with Loving You.
That's like waiting outside for your girl while she's in the dressing room, like trying on clothes, and you gotta sit through this music.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm a sucker for a hand clap, I gotta say. It's a cheap shot, but it really gets in my head.
I'm just surprised that this is considered alternative rock.
They gotta throw it in there. Pop. They don't have an easy listening chart anymore, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
But
anything
that
below
Casey
Taylor
Musgraves
Swift.
Disco kind of music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
country
or
disco.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
Green Day.
What?
The American Dream is Killing Me.
They're always rebelling, and it always sounds like they're not, but they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to me that they're just
trying to get you to buy something, like a jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they did the whole American Idiot thing. That was like such a big success for them and such a specific album that it's kind of amazing to me. They're just sort of doing that again.
Doubling down on it.
Yeah.
When you think
the darker
America,
side
I think
of
Green
the moon.
Day.
Yeah, it's I don't know.
It's like I always want to root for them. Like I remember the first stuff and it was good, and they're always counterculture or left wing or whatever. But
they always they definitely like won me over in terms of just their you know, their longevity and their like,
they need to get like a Pat Smear. They need to get someone to amp them up or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Foo Fighters have Pat Smear or,
yeah,
like get a keyboard player or something.
I just remember that Dookie album, make like all my friends, you know, in school, it just like took over.
Yeah.
It was good, but it felt a little wussier than like the grunge I was listening to. So I was just kind of like, what's this poppy stuff? Even though it was obviously catchy.
Right.
But then like they just kept pumping it out over the years that now I'm like, all right.
A little too much.
Kind of
it, yeah.
Undeniably good at songwriting, but it's almost just like too, it's too familiar sounding.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird how old that song sounded. I mean, yeah. I know it's them, but it's like, you know.
Right, yeah.
Sounds I would like totally believe that was off that first album or whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to do something. Switch it up. Was that number one?
No, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Blink 182 with One More Time.
Oh my God.
Wow. All the suspects are in.
I couldn't see the meaning. I couldn't even recognize.
The student surpasses
friends.
The teacher. Blink 182 taking over Green Day.
I thought you said t-shirt.
The student surpasses the t-shirt.
But nothing's any different. Right now feels
the same with them. You know, they're always, their music sounds like the lyrics are talking you out of killing yourself, but then the music makes you want to kill yourself. Mixed messages coming out of there.
That's right. That's complexity. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, again, they've been around forever, and the one guy had cancer and, you know, it's like you just sort of respect them as people that are still alive.
Right. They're like a soap opera. Like, you know, all the characters that they've been through.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the same one who became like a UFO conspiracy nut?
Yeah. Like that's they're all three of them are weird and fringe in their own way. You know, like the one's all tatted up and he's got the Kardashian. Then the one's got the aliens.
Yeah.
Then
that does make me like them more.
The tat guy got into the plane crash.
Yeah.
But then the other one's not normal either. He's like, isn't he the suicidal one? I don't know. They're like,
I guess we'll find out.
It always throws me. It always throws me when a band like that, or them especially, like hearing the thoughtful ballads from them. It's like with their sort of snot-nosed vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it kind of makes sense when they're going like, and like doing like a fun song. But when they're like, hey guys, let's talk about something real for a second.
Right.
I'm just like, it's like no.
They sound like if Jed the Fish from K-Rock was like complaining about technical difficulties. Like, you got my mic on, you know, like my mic's not on. Yeah.
My mic's not on.
Yeah. It's fine when he's upbeat and just introducing the next song, but then, and they always use that oboe or that, you know, that chamber music.
Oh, like a cello.
Oh, the cello.
Yeah, the cello.
Yeah. That's a signifier for a life change.
Yeah.
Like shit's serious now.
Yeah. Slow down, dude. Cello.
Yeah.
I don't think Van Halen ever turned to a cello. Did they?
No.
Who did?
No.
Van Halen.
Closest they got was the you know, the keyboards.
The synthesizer.
Keyboard. Yeah. They had the power drill and power drill. And power
cake. Guys, I want to get really sincere with this one. I brought a power drill.
Power drill. DeWalt. It's a DeWalt.
I did see David Lee Roth one time on The Tonight Show, and he did a straight-up Vegas-style medley of Van Halen songs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Unironically. No, it was terrible, but
yeah,
it was like kind of exciting at the same time.
Right on. I wish it was good. Maybe they'll take that and remake it. AI will make that good somehow.
Yeah, I think he's capable of making it like good, but he's just such a whack. Like he's just so weird.
Yeah,
I'm I kind of like his weirdness and his Vegas oddball uncle personality.
It's also one of those things, like, when you're a kid, you don't see it, but in retrospect, it's like, oh, he was always that way.
He was always that guy. He was destined to be that guy.
He was always 100% that. Yeah. When I saw them, when they, the last time they did the reunion with him and it was Wolfgang was playing bass.
Yeah.
And Dave Lee Roth just looked, he looked like a kid at a bar mitzvah. He was so proud of himself and like, he would stop and do this big smile and, you know, just like, look at me, look at me. And it was awesome.
He's always thought the whole show was about him, really.
100%, like,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Which is just an incredible attitude to have when you're standing in front of
Eddie. I mean, when you're like, if he's like, I've got to do something to keep up with what Eddie's going to be making their jaws drop. So it's just like anything he can do.
But he doesn't betray that. Like, his attitude seems to be like, I got to pick these guys up because they're boring the crowd. Like, I got to be on my game.
Right.
Like, I got to carry this team right now.
Yeah. And Michael Anthony's just like, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
I just discovered behind the Guitar Center on Sunset, there's a big Eddie Van Halen mural.
And, it's behind it. Oh, interesting.
And it's got this QR code where you point your phone on it and it says it somehow brings it alive. So I pointed the phone and then I didn't want to like go to the app or whatever, but it does something back there. It's like a living Eddie Van Halen mural.
I'm surprised that the Pasadena one doesn't have something like that, because that's the one I go to now.
Yeah.
And then I always think like, this must be the one Eddie must have walked through these doors like a bunch of times. Pasadena Guitar Center.
Maybe
it's got
Dave's
this huge face on it. You could paint a huge mural.
Yeah, they should do it, especially in the home area for sure.
You should become a weirdo and just make that your mission. Like, become like, get really vocal about it and pick it.
Stand outside with signs.
Come on, man.
Come on. I don't care about the homeless. Let's get Eddie his living mural for David. Well, right on. That was a fun one, and we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I always root for Dave's things to be good, and then when they're not, you just kind of like,
Do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
Check good. It out. It's so weird. Sometimes he's just alone in his mansion, and I don't want to say too much. It's not that. It's like he's having a blast, whatever the fuck he's doing.
He does it like he was dancing. Didn't we look at one where he's just like dancing around to some old songs?
Yeah, he dances, and he has like, he puts a big fan and has like these flag silks that he does shit with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
I would love to see him and Steven Tyler like go at each other with just like,
those
kind of one-liner. Like,
did you send me that thing where there's somebody put together Steven Tyler and David Lee Roth? They like AI'd it, them talking to each other. Oh. I'll find it and send it to you.
Oh,
it's
really
funny. And they're just like, wow. Because they both think they're like Mr. Bojangles, Jazzertron.
Yeah, they think they're like Louis Armstrong. Or,
All right, let's get in the movie chart.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with our guest, Seth Morris.
Hello. Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart. Movies. They used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are friggin' giant. Movies. You probably got to fix that one in post. Sorry about that.
You almost
left out some words, too.
No one will be the wiser.
Call your AI guy.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
These are the top movies, the top of the box office this week. This is Anyone But You.
I could never be with someone like him.
This girl's a disaster.
Oh, is this the good-looking one? Good-looking people one?
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney.
How's it going, stranger?
What's going on over there?
Darren Barnett, Glenn Powell.
That man does not have a heart. No way.
Honey, look who's here.
Who is it?
My ex, Jonathan. My parents have been trying to get us back together.
He's like a son to us.
Maybe we should just tell everyone we're together.
What?
It would solve that problem for me, and you clearly want Margaret. She sees you with me. She wants what she can have.
Classic setup.
That woman sounds like... It sounds like that voice was dubbed in, like this was shot in another country, and then they're like, let's have somebody try to, you know, be that character. Like, she sounded like she was reading off of a script for the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to use one of our local celebs for that role.
Yeah, totally.
In our country.
She clearly wants to be with me. Man, that shit makes me feel so old. Because who is she? Is she a famous person?
She's from the Mike White one.
Euphoria?
She's Euphoria. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's White Lotus.
She's been in a few things.
Yeah.
She's the hottie of the moment. Even though, didn't look like Hollywood was going to sell us another hottie there for a second, but there they got one.
It's good that rom-coms are still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a set like that where you show up and you go, oh, this is like a good looking people movie. Like everybody's good looking or
I did like a one line in a, who was it? Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman movie. And those were, you know what I mean? Those are the kind of people you're like, oh man, they really are just so crazily good looking in real life. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes there's famous people who are like, oh, okay, they did whatever to them for the screen, but it's like, oh, these are genetic anomalies who are just fucking.
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
Gazelles.
You start staring at them before you notice who they are, kind of a thing.
Right. Yeah. You go, wow, they're so good looking. Oh, that's why they got there.
Right. Yeah.
I saw Rebecca Romaine at a before she was Stamos once at a party. And it was just like that. I was like, that's the best looking person I've ever. Oh, that's Rebecca.
Yeah, there's a reason.
Right.
People thought that before you.
I thought that too with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. I go, that couple over there. Oh. Okay. So good looking.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
The Beekeeper.
Everyone, need your attention, please. I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
A British guy in a Carhartt. Is he just playing a character in that scene? Mr. Clay. It doesn't look right.
This place was crabgrass and weeds, and you brought it back to life.
Mrs. Parker and I were friends.
In The Beekeeper, one man's brutal campaign for vengeance takes on national stakes after he is revealed to be a former operative of a powerful and clandestine organization known as Beekeepers.
They're just making... Well,
he's an actual beekeeper, and then his clandestine group is called The Beekeepers?
Yeah, I guess.
I like that. Wild. What's his rock band that he plays in two nights a week called? Beekeepers? That looks fun. That looks like a 25-year-old movie that they just made. You know, it looks like a late 90s kind of movie.
Yeah. Vengeance will never go out of style.
Right.
They kill his nice elderly neighbor, whoever, you know, his innocent friend. It's like the John Wick dog, and then...
Right.
And then it's on. Then yeah, it's on. That looks kind of fun.
Yeah, it does. I like that there's a British... star that's like, you know, like he's like better than the American action guys.
Yeah.
Denzel's old. Liam Neeson's old. He's not American.
No.
He's better than watching John Cena. It's better than watching The Rock.
What about that Reacher guy?
Reacher, oh my God.
Yeah.
Reacher,
he's vying for the number one spot.
He's trying to do too much.
Yeah.
He's trying to do too much.
Okay, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Migration.
What?
This isn't about migration. It's about adventure.
Whoa, 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 hey.
What just happened?
I don't know, but you're in trouble.
What is that? Duck a la ronge.
What's duck a la ronge?
It's you with
love. Judith.
Will you be taking the kid to this one?
I already did. Yeah.
Oh, and, you did?
Yeah, for another kid's birthday. And this is no knock against the movie, but I've put a good tracker. I haven't stayed awake for a kid's movie in the theater in 5 years. Cause those seats are so fucking comfortable. And I'm just like, oh, I can tune out. And I've gotten really good at falling asleep with a kid's show or kid's movie on. Just boom. But they seem to like it. You know,
you wake up and you just go, wasn't that great?
Yeah, totally.
They don't know. Do they know you're sleeping, or does he know you're sleeping?
No, he doesn't seem. I don't know. He gets so engrossed in stuff. Yeah, actually, yesterday it was really cute because he was watching SpongeBob, which he doesn't usually watch, and he was so fucking excited. He was just so riveted, like every second of it. He was like, "Oh, yeah," and like it was really funny to see. But like he'll just. He keeps talking to me whether I'm awake or not. And then he just likes to tell me about it after. But yeah. It was really cute to see, like, it was like a birthday of just like four or five boys and all the ways that they, you know, like there's fart jokes, of course. And they all like, oh, laughed at that. And then when something scary happened, and then at the end, they stood up and clapped. And it was like, it was fun.
They gave it a standing O.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's weird how like all this generation, it's like that Kumail, Awkwafina, they're in all that generation of comedians is the animation voices now in all sorts of movies.
That's how the kids will know them.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Have you thought about grooming them into a boy band, like a One Direction or something like that?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Like, it was probably good to start now. You know?
Yeah, get them cooking early.
Or at the very least, I could get all their, to turn them into an AI band, I could get like just their genetic material, you know?
Capture their faces.
Yeah.
Scan them.
Yeah, why try to wrangle them for rehearsals and stuff when you can just take their likenesses?
Totally. Yeah.
Right on.
Coming in, number two.
Number two.
Wonka.
I've spent the past 7 years traveling the world perfecting my craft. You see, I'm something of a magician, inventor, and chocolate maker. So quiet up and listen down. Nope, scratch that, reverse it.
Mr. Wonka, I can see you're a man of great ingenuity.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
Many people have come here to sell chocolate. They've all been crushed by the chocolate cartel. You can't get a shop without selling chocolate, and you can't sell chocolate.
Oh, now he's like a startup kid? Like it's a startup?
This is the origin, yeah. I'll see this. This is the Paddington people. Those movies are great.
It's good they're teaching kids how cartels work.
Yeah.
That's valuable. Right.
Yeah.
It's like Scarface, the same story. Like, this disruptor's coming in.
Yeah, and I feel like Timothy Chalamet is on the brink of. I feel like I've heard too much about him, but he's undeniable too. Like, he's a good actor.
I've heard good things about.
But the fact that he's dating a Kardashian or a Jenner or whatever is kind of a bummer to me.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right.
But
What's he doing? They
seem to find everybody with like rising star power and get at them early. It's like
the Kardashians
rite of passage. Yeah.
Except for Courtney, she had to wait for Travis Barker.
Yeah, she waited for him to.
Is she the one that was with the basketball player that had all the drug problems?
No, that's Chloe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they all got somebody or are in the, you know, just had somebody or.
Yeah, could you imagine being like just like an accountant on a date with a Kardashian? They'd be so fucking, ugh. They'd be so disgusted with you.
I wonder if they have like their own family like app, like dating app.
Right.
That they use like maybe just like.
It's their mom.
Certain oh, VIPs get access to the app.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
And then it helps them keep track of who their sisters have already dated.
So right. all right. Coming in at number one. This is Mean Girls Revenge Party.
May I have everyone's attention, please? We have a new student.
Hey, shut up, Katie.
Are you trying to make the rest of us feel dumb?
I'm not trying to. It's just happening.
There's your hand clap, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get in, loser.
Regina George is a scum-sucking life ruiner.
Why is he by our table?
I can hear you, by the way.
Can you hear me now?
We're gonna make her pay.
Girls are made deranged by what's called hormones.
W-H.
John Hamm.
Oh, what is going on?
Don't worry about it. Dance break.
This is almost like Dazed and Confused with Wooderson. Like, the teachers get older, the kids stay the same age.
Yeah.
Tim Meadows was in there.
Good to see Tim Meadows. Yeah, it's like, I know it's kind of all this stuff taken as a whole is kind of a bummer. I mean, sure. Not to knock anything individual, but it's every single thing that we've talked about is like almost 20 years old, at least.
Right.
You know, it's another property. It's another
the
music this, it's another
and the
that.
Movies.
It's like, it's weird. It's fucking
weird. It is weird.
I guess that's all the money people is they won't make anything unless there's some sort of, you know, recognizability or whatever. But ugh.
Yeah, you gotta go in. You gotta say it was a graphic novel, even if it was just some script that you wrote. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You gotta it was an app.
Yeah.
It was an emoji. Somebody saw it and liked it, I promise.
Oh, dude, that's gotta be for sure there's gotta be a movie based on an app soon. Tinder, the movie, whatever. God, yeah. 100%.
100%.
Ways the movie.
Yeah.
Not to double back or to double back. What was No Strings Attached? Was that the movie you were in with?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. I have it on DVD.
Oh, yeah. Because there was another one where they made with like that was the exact same movie.
Yeah. It was Friends with Benefits.
Yes. Yeah, which I think was with Mila Kunis, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Kunis. Yeah, that was Kunis. One was Timberlake, one was Kutcher.
Yeah, so Kutcher was with, this is the irony of it, Howard, is Kunis was not with Kutcher in that movie.
Right. Wow.
That's the real rom-com of it. Yeah, exactly.
Who was the other female besides Mila?
Like with Kutcher was Natalie Portman.
Oh, Pat Portman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Right, good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the movie chart and some movie history. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if our picks are better than the, what was it, iHeart Alternative chart?
iHeart Alternative, yeah.
iHeart Alternative. And I'll bet we did do better. Let's find out.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is my first pick. This is Liquid Mike with K2.
This sounds druggy.
That's a good like summertime, like let's go drink at the quarry, kind of like let's go play mailbox baseball and
Townies.
Yeah, there you
totally.
Go.
Totally. Townie rock, yeah.
He said summertime 2009. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he did say that.
That's the summer that Have a Summer was invented. 2009. Wow.
So that's what clicked with me.
Yeah, it must have. Good radar for that. Good stuff. What a summer it was.
The summer of, that could be a sequel to Bryan Adams.
Yeah.
Summer of 69.
Oh, yeah.
Summer of 2009. All right, cool. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Howard's pick. This is Tizo Touchdown with Impossible.
Right? I love that. I love it's that cool. voice too.
I was really wondering, like, when the beat started in the music, I'm like, how is this going to be hip hop? Like, I'm pretty sure it's going to be.
Right.
It sounded like Lou Reed.
Over that music, I was like, how is it going to fit, like, verses over that?
Yeah, it sounded like really the Strokes or Lou Reed or something.
Yeah, I love
that. Great lyrics. And then the other verses pay off too. Like, really good, thoughtful lyrics. And he talks about stuff you don't usually hear him mention in rap songs. So. It's kind of cool. And he's got a real weird look. He wears like football shoulder pads and he has like hardware nails sticking out of his face and stuff. But
what's his name?
Tizo Touchdown.
Nice.
T-E-E-Z-O.
Creative. He's the newest like super creative guy. You know, they let one of those in every few years. Like Andre.
Wow. He's got nails all over, like nails for hair, basically.
Yeah.
He's got nails all over.
It's like Pinhead.
Yeah. Then people will say, like, how do you sleep? There's nails in your hair. And then he wrote a song about how he sleeps at night. So it's a whole thing he's got going.
When is mine coming up?
Right now.
Okay. Can I talk about it now?
Or yeah, do you want to just listen? Should I just introduce the song?
Go ahead.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Seth's pick. This is Noah Kahan with Dial Drunk. And do you want me to play a little bit first, or do you want to set it up?
Well, I purposely chose something that is not, does not make me look cool, because I figure it's a little more interesting. It's a bit of a guilty pleasure. Sure. And it's one of these things where, like, it's could be kind of shitty, but I kind of can't stop listening to it. And the way I came about this guy is my wife's from Vermont, and he's from Vermont and sings about being from Vermont. So she automatically was like, nobody's from Vermont. We're going to go check out this guy's show. And it's like emo kind of alt country esque.
Yeah.
And then this is just like, and then it also has Post Malone in it, which I'm sure is some sort of corporate, you know, like, hey, Post Malone will be on this and boost these sales and da-da-da. But it's like, yeah, it's like I'm a little embarrassed that I like it, but I'm also like, fuck it. I'm going to listen to this when I'm driving down the road. And it's like it just reminds me of like when you're 19, like it romanticizes being kind of a fuck up when you're, you know, when you're like 19.
You would get fired from AM radio so fast with the length of that introduction.
Yeah. But,
we listen to a lot of embarrassing country on this.
Coming in at number two, I'm really ashamed to admit that I like this.
I know this song.
Yeah.
Is that Post Malone right there?
That's Post Malone. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good song.
It's yeah, it's like a very hooky. Yeah. And I'm curious, what do you guys think of Post Malone?
I like him.
I like him too. Like he's got a really good voice.
He really does.
He can really sing. So yeah. I respect that. And he's such
a
weirdo.
He does some signature things with his voice too, where you can just always tell it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seems like he genuinely just kind of like marches to his own drum, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's just kind of a weirdo.
He's the first guy with face tattoos that like moms like could put their arms around.
Oh, totally. I mean, in a good and bad way, I feel like he's like the Police in the 80s. You know, like people are like, I like the Police. Right. Oh yeah, everybody likes it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, his speaking of country, you know, you see, he does he did some benefit when Texas had all those snowstorms and something. But he does a couple of country covers that are a Sturgill Simpson cover and a somebody else cover. It's really good.
Yeah, right on. We heard him doing a Joe Diffie cover, right?
Yeah, he did I think he did like a Nirvana cover or something. That
he did a bunch of Nirvana covers.
Actually,
yeah,
stood up. That too, like the way he sang it felt pretty good. You know,
it's
like, oh, this is a guy who can like flex on that kind of stuff.
And you know, his dad managed concessions at Cowboy Stadium.
Oh, did he really?
Really?
Yeah.
Hot dogs all day.
Speaking of
nacho.
Father son stuff. Have you seen the commercials for the new America's Most Wanted?
No.
Who's
they got the John, what's his name? They got the guy's kid doing it.
Yeah. So it makes me laugh because John Walsh, he's still there and he's leading the commercial and he looks good for his age and everything. And he's going like, you know, we're back on America's Most Wanted. And then he goes, hosted by me, John Walsh. And I'm bringing my son in too. And he like brings his son in who's trying to look tough, but he's kind of this like skinnier guy. And I'm just thinking like, God, that must be so embarrassing for his son
Yeah, he's like, got to like live
he's
up
his dad to,
the...
to introduce him on screen, and he's like, "Come right. on, son, like introduce yourself."
Also, why yeah, do yeah. they need to look tough? It's not like we right. believe that you're capturing these people.
You know? Yeah, yeah, they're going out.
Like, you make it seem like, all right, I'm waiting for the call, and I'm going to pounce in there.
Yeah,
and
I'm like they're pursuing on foot.
It's like what you were saying to Seth about everything is a property from 20 years ago. Like, let's do that and stuff the sun in it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. We're in a good spot.
Great spot. Yeah.
Culture's good.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This one's a big fat plug for me. This is off the Destroy All Neighbors soundtrack, which just came out this last week. This is the movie that I scored for Shudder.
Oh, yes.
And it's available. It's you can go see it being screened at Alamo Draft Houses around the country, or just watch it on Shudder. And then Sub Pop put out the soundtrack last week.
And so you'll get exclusive premiere stories on Two Charted this week.
Yeah, there you go. And it has 69 tracks on the soundtrack.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All scored by you?
Packed. Yeah, me and Ryan.
Wow.
What's technically, it was like 100 and something cues. I mean, this thing is wall-to-wall music.
Give us your top 23 of those 69.
Coming in, number 23. I'm trying to pick which one to do. I'll do this one, which is kind of... it sort of stands out. It's like really different than the other cues we did. It's called Mona Lisa Grimace. And we were basically, we were kind of doing like 70s glam rock, almost like a impersonation on this one. Like if found footage from some lost 70s band. This is Mona Lisa Grimace. Feeling light as a feather.
That's a good track.
Yeah, dude. That's fun. Great.
That's your boy right there.
Do you complete the whole song or just did like 60 seconds?
That's
of that?
It. I mean, we had a little bit more, but that's the interesting thing about doing this that, you know, sometimes I wish I could go back and just be like,
yeah, or,
you know, you wish you had more time to do stuff like that, but
send me the outtakes. I'll rap over them.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Why let them go to waste? Give me the beats.
Yeah, but you really are scoring like to the movie, to the scene. You're watching the scenes unfold and you have that much time to fill and you're making something happen.
What's going on in that one? Is they're at a bar or something?
That one is Jonah's character, Jonah Ray. He he's inadvertently killed his neighbor and killed a couple more people inadvertently, like a homeless guy. And he's basically panicking and wondering what to do with the body. And he finally, at that point, gets the courage to like throw the bodies in this ditch. And then that music comes on as his big like relief celebration. He's kind of dancing to himself. Like okay. He thinks he's finally job rid well himself done. Of these like ghosts basically that are haunting him. It's a pretty random cue, but we really had fun making it. But the rest is filled with like prog rock and EDM, and it goes all over the place. It was super fun.
Right on. And where can people see the movie?
Yeah, on Shudder. You get the Shudder app, or you can go get tickets and see it in the theater at your local Alamo Draft House.
Oh, sweet. Great yeah. place to see it.
It's so fun to see in theaters. It's such a trip. I mean, I've never been a part of like a movie like this. So it's just so fun to see people reacting and like you can see where the jokes really land and stuff and where they, you know, it's just like the jokes land in places I never saw coming, you know, when I'm just watching, like going crazy, trying to make the music. It's cool stuff. It's fun.
Exciting stuff. We'll have more exclusives on Two Charted. Head over there.
And all right, coming in number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick. This is 21 Savage with Red Rum. They've been around for a while too, right?
It's not 21 Pilots. It's the rapper, 21 Savage. Banger in 2024.
That's a banger for sure.
Yeah, it's a fun one. I don't know what that sample is, but they made good use of it.
Wow, yeah. That has like an awesome swing to it. I'm glad it wasn't 21 Pilots. You really you really read my mind there. That is what I was picturing.
Yeah, they sound good. Leonard Skinner, I saw him.
Yeah. Any artist that has a number in their names like that, I just automatically assume you're like a 2000s era alternative totally. Band.
Yeah, band. Like
311.
Yeah, 311. 311.
Isn't that a band? I think that's a band.
311.
311, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, you know, there's tons of them. You know, yeah. Obviously Blink 182.
Some 21.
Some 41.
41.
Yep. Oh, my yeah. God, some 41.
Eve 6.
Eve 6.
Yeah. Finger 11.
Tech 9.
Room 222. They're all out there. Hey, Seth.
The Four Tops.
The Four Tops.
Four Tops, yeah. Yeah.
Turk 182.
Tim Hutton band.
Right on. Super fun. This was great. I love doing this. Love having you back, Seth.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be back.
And people need to check out, when is your Chicago Med hit the streets?
I don't know. Probably pretty soon. I did it right before Christmas, so I bet it's going to be up pretty soon. But, you know, I don't have to tell your fans to keep watching Chicago Med.
Yeah, they're
going to automatically see it. They're all Dick Wolf heads.
Dick Wolf watch heads.
Fire, Med, and PD. You know?
That'd be great if they didn't even call themselves just Wolf heads. They call themselves Dick Wolf
heads. Dick Wolf heads. yeah. But yeah, that was a blast.
Did you get to meet Dick Wolf?
No, I bet you... I actually asked somebody, I'm like, does he even pay attention? Like, no, we give notes every once in a while. I'm like, I can't believe that. Three shows on at once.
Yeah,
like,
he's just sitting in a throne somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you play a sick person or someone?
I did. I didn't get to die, cool. But I played a sick person. Yeah. And without spoiling too much, it turns out that like I'm really irritable and my wife thinks I'm suicidal, but then it turns out I'm sick. I have an illness.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe strong enough for a spinoff, that character?
I would hope so. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a there's this actor in Destroy All Neighbors, Christian Calloway, and he plays like a homeless guy in it. And he's the nicest guy in the world, but it's amazing because his career now is basically just playing homeless guys. Like he's let himself go on purpose, letting his beard get insane and his hair look bedraggled, right. You know? And it's just really? Like, he's just nailed this corner of the market
That's what they fucking want you to do. They just want it. They want you to be whatever that thing is. And it's like, okay,
he's just embraced it. And it's amazing watching him at the Q&As and stuff, and super articulate. And he's just like, yep, like this is, this is what I do. Like, I'm an expert at being a homeless guy.
That's funny.
He's so funny in it.
Right on. Be sure to check out all those. Anything else?
Check out College Town. It's the podcast I do with Seth on Comedy Bang Bang World.
Yeah, me and Aaron Whitehead.
It's a really weekly podcast, and we have a blast making it. And we're recording tomorrow, so it's going to be awesome.
We'll do. Also, check out Griftors with myself and Megan Beth Keister. You can earn money just listening to that program. Many, many people have. Also, check out Drop Date Duel. Those episodes, if you haven't checked in a minute, those episodes have gotten longer and more beefed up with tons of music. So check that out.
Nice.
And check out all the other stuff. And we will see you right here next week on Who
Charted.